Runner Knee episode number 1. Today is the 9th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Marion. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is Runner Knee. Marion Garcia is brought to you by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. A runner's knee is a common term to describe an injury to the kneecap, also known as a kneecap. As the name suggests, running is the most common cause of a runner's knee joint, and this activity puts a constant strain on the knee joint. Symptoms include knee pain, lower back pain, hip flexors, squats, ankle and ankle pain, and a host of other injuries, also known as patellofemoral pain syndrome. A runner's knee is so common that it is actually named after a runner. Runner's knees are the second most common cause of knee pain in the United States, according to Harvard Medical School. Simply put, the patella of the kneecap is not properly tracked and causes irritation of the cartilage just below the knee joint, as well as pain and inflammation. Descending hills or stairs, prolonged sitting or walking can cause moderate pain in the knee joint. According to the National Institutes of Health, poor form, caused by poor posture, lack of coordination, poor balance and poor coordination are typically the main causes of these common injuries. Patellofemoral pain syndrome, better known as runner's knee, has earned its nickname because it is very common in people who walk regularly or competitively. The strain to which the body is exposed when walking causes irritation in the femur, where the kneecap, medically called patella, rests. Some people suffer from sudden, sharp pain, while others struggle with chronic pain, which seems more like a dull pain. Although a runner's knee is a common injury in runners, it can happen to anyone, and although it is the most common cause of pain in athletes, a runner's knee can happen to anyone. The cause of a runner's knee is purely biochemical, which means that the kneecap is smaller on the inside than on the outside. Most people who feel a runner's knee feel that their symptoms worsen after an activity has ended. It is a broad term that describes the pain you feel in your knee, and it feels tender around and around the kneecap. Contrary to its name, runner's knee can actually be caused by repetitive movements that strain the knee joint. It is common to feel a little discomfort in the knee after a run, but if the pain persists and increases, you may have what is commonly referred to as a runner's knee. Runner knee is one of the most common causes of knee pain in runners, only, you are accustomed to non-specific pain that comes with bending your knee, walking, getting up from your chair or walking. The considerable strain on your knees when running and walking, as well as when walking or standing up, makes you a frequent culprit causing knee pain. The diagnosis of runner's knee (PFPS) covers this extremely common disease, but the syndrome is not only found in runners. It is a common reason for diagnosing work activities associated with significant running or squats. Although there is no consensus on exactly what causes PFPS, hip weakness and instability have been shown to be contributing factors. For example, distance runners who undergo a particularly hard training week can develop knee pain. Injuries to the ankle, hip or knee can alter the biomechanics of the knee and ultimately lead to knee problems in runners. Too much training, too little rest, and too little time to recover can also cause pain in the knee. The patellofemoral joint carries a high stress load during these activities and can cause bursitis in the knee due to the high load. Even suddenly increasing distances, such as long-distance running, can increase the risk of bursitis, that is, pain in the knee when running. Bursita and knee pain during running can develop in runners with a history of knee injuries, especially in high-performance runs and long distances. Patellofemoral pain syndrome, also known as runner's knee, is a broad term to describe pain in the patella tendon, the middle joint of the knee due to high strain. From this it can be concluded that knee pain can develop in runners with a history of knee injuries, especially in high-performance runs and long distances. Braceability offers a comprehensive list of treatments for knee injuries, including knee braces, knee bracelets and knee pads, as well as knee and ankle braces. Runner's knee seems to be a generic term for multiple knee problems, but it's not the only one. Most of the root causes of runner's knees concern the patella tendon, the anterior cruciate ligament (ACL), and the medial collateral ligaments (MCL). Even those who work at a desk can develop a runner's knee joint if they don't take enough breaks to stretch and move. Conditions that make perfect form impossible make runner's knees more susceptible to injury, such as poor posture, poor coordination and lack of mobility. This has been Runner Knee, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.